When you said civilization, obviously you didn't mean the human race.
That was what I meant.
So civilization doesn't mean human race. This is why I asked this question, because your question started differently and ended differently. So I thought there was some confusion about this word civilization.
What I meant was the known civilized world, if that is destroyed.
No, civilization does not mean the known civilized world. The civilization means the way of life which has been adopted by a known world. And if that civilization is destroyed, it can be destroyed in two ways. One, the whole people are destroyed, and nobody to act upon that civilization. The other way is that the civilization, its values are destroyed, yet the people who belong to those regions and who upheld that civilization before are still in existence. So, what is it that in your mind which you want to find out?
I was talking about physical civilization.
The people you mean?
Ji.
The people of civilized world, if they are destroyed totally,
Ji.
Will it be worth the revolution which we call the final victory of Islam? Is that the question?
That's the question.
Yes. So you are still not come out of the complex of the East. Suppose the Eastern Oriental civilization is left, why do you say it will not be worth the revolution, worth the conquest, worth the final victory?
It may be final, but not glorious, and only few people are left or few.
Who says few? You know the population of China? How big China is? As compared to European population? What is the population of Europe, by the way?
250 million. China.
No. Europe.
China is 970 million. Nearly 1 million is reached.
Nearly is million.
1 million.
Yes, million, yes. And all European countries put together plus American countries.
About 400 million.
Are less than the Chinese population.
Yes, sir.
So why do you say there is too few people to follow Islam? Even if the entire lot is destroyed, there will be still enough people left with, and it will be still a problem of how to feed them. But that is not what you had in mind. You want, what I thought you had in mind was that all this grandeur of the West and how loudly they talk of their greatness, look down upon Islam and Islamic values. So if before the final victory of Islam they are destroyed, then we will not be able to enjoy that victory as much as if they had themselves been subjugated to Islam and they should have accepted defeat as such. That is perhaps what you had in mind, right?